Jack, what is your favorite flavor of Kool-Aid?
Okay, so this sucks because we were just talking about red Kool-Aid, and I don't like red Kool-Aid other than strawberry, but that's not my favorite.
But that's also not red Kool-Aid. Red Kool-Aid is red. As we discussed.
Strawberry Kool-Aid is red.
It is red Kool-Aid, but it is colored red, but the classic red Kool-Aid is red.
Anyway.
Red flavor.
It's Tropical Punch. It's technically the fucking, I hate it. I hate Tropical Punch. I don't like cherry. I don't mind black cherry. I like to take a black cherry and a regular cherry and mix them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Makes like a tart, tangy, sweet cherry.
I also, you're going to fucking kind of, you're either going to love this idea or hate this idea, depending on what you, I like to take one pack of lemonade and one pack of grape and mix them together and make it Grape-A-Lade.
It's
a sour, sweet, grapey.
You know,
it's like a tart grape.
You know, with the weather changing,
it's fucking delicious.
With the weather changing, it is always good to reminisce on the times of summer when it's, you know,
summertime.
70 degrees outside, like it is every fucking day in Texas because it's hot. My favorite flavor of raspa.
What's raspa?
Raspa?
Yeah.
Snow cone.
Oh.
Like the shaved ice snow cones.
Uh-oh, I got a fart.
Oh, I thought you were saying, uh-oh, about shaved ice snow cones.
No, I just had to fart.
Okay. have you ever had a shaved ice snow cone, Jack?
Babe, have I? Because I've never had shaved ice.
You've never had a raspa?
No, then.
Raspa.
Yeah, no, I don't like snow cones. But, like, I don't know. Like, I guess shaved ice is different because it's more like actual snow.
It's, like, powdery.
Yeah.
And you got to get the ones that, like, really grind up their snow, their ice into shaved, like, really shave it down to, like, a fine powder.
Yeah.
Because if it's, like,
a dust.
If it's, like, fucking
like
crushed.
Glitter.
Yeah, most places it's just crushed. And then you have those like, shards of ice. And
yeah,
then
I don't
you
like
take
that.
A sip of your shit. And then you just have a sharp shard of ice in your throat. And it sucks.
Why are you drinking it?
Because raspas.
You have to crunch
are good.
It.
Raspas are amazing, and I gotta hit the raspa. Raspa.
Rala.
Anywho's, it's my favorite flavor of raspa.
We weren't even talking about this shit. We were talking about something else. Entirely.
I would get half grape and half green apple.
Ooh.
So it was grape and sour apple, and it was just split half and half. That was always my favorite. If you want like a conduit of this, if you don't know where to get a raspa, just get a slush from Sonic.
Yeah.
It's basically a raspa.
Okay. I don't know why you're calling it that.
A snow cone. Because I'm half Mexican. I grew up with raspas, man. Like my dad would pick us up from school and we would go up
the street.
Where
would you get them?
Like a fucking...
Don't yell.
Sorry.
I was genuinely asking.
There's like a stand in the parking lot on, I can picture it. Like I know exactly where it is. It's still there to this day. It's a stand in a parking lot. Like literally it's like a little
one-hour
photo stand. And it just, they'd sell raspas, nachos, pickles,
what are you sniffing?
Things like that. You can also get them from ice cream trucks, but the ones from ice cream trucks tend to not be as good.
She's so fucking
so
cute.
While I don't have a favorite flavor of Kool-Aid, that is my favorite flavor of that kind of beverage.
I didn't even tell you my favorite flavor of Kool-Aid yet.
Sorry, you said that you would get the lemonade and grape.
I would, but that's not what I'm talking. That's not my favorite flavor.
Then enlighten me, please.
My favorite flavor has not been seen in a long time.
Okay.
And it is called Ice Blue Raspberry Lemonade.
That sounds interesting.
It was delicious. It was raspberry lemonade. It was like blue, but it was kind of like an icy blue. And when you drink it, it almost like left like a weird, like not a bad minty aftertaste, but kind of I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it left like a refreshing aftertaste, but it was
like mentholated,
kind of, but not like gross. It wasn't gross. Like It wasn't like you were drinking cough syrup.
Uh-huh.
It was like just a hint. And like, it was sweet and it was tart. And it was like, I liked it. It was my favorite. Do you remember, you grew up on Kool-Aid, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember the fucking shark fin one? I don't remember. It was like, it had like, I swear, like a, it was on like, it was a pink, like a pink packet. And it was like, somebody was wearing like swim trunks on fucking, I don't remember, on the label. Like,
I mean,
do you remember?
Was it the Kool-Aid guy?
I don't even, I'm just like, it's like, I can't picture the entire thing. Oh, really? What are you doing? Sassy.
What'd she do?
She's attacking the table.
She really mad at the table.
She ran at it, hit it, and now she's like swatting at it. And now she's, what are you doing, Sass? What the hell? Something. Babe, she's after me. I don't know what she's doing or why. What are you doing, bud?
She got the zoomies.
Oh, that's what she's after. There's a bug. Get it.
Get the boog.
Go get it. Don't just stand there. Get it. Get it.
Oh.
Look at her.
She's recalibrating.
She's so fucking cute.
I don't remember what it was called.
But
our version of the Kool-Aid was the generic-ish brand. I don't know if it's generic. But it's the one that had a straw as the mascot.
Flavor-Aid. And it wasn't the right type of powder.
My grandpa...
Did you ever make it yourself?
Flavor-Aid?
Any Kool-Aid, Flavor-Aid, whatever.
Yeah.
So, did you ever notice the difference between the types of powders there were?
Yeah.
So...
Kool-Aid was like a fine granular...
Yeah, like gritty.
Almost powder.
Gritty powder, whereas like...
Flavor-Aid was like thicker, crystalline, and
no,
chunkier.
No. There was no chunks. It really? Was literally just...
Like sand.
No. Kool-Aid was more like sand. Had the grit. Flavor-Aid was like as if you were... It was like powdered sugar.
Oh, kind of clumpy.
It's like...
Like that mushy sand stuff.
Yes. It's like mushy. You can like pat it together. Like you couldn't do that with regular Kool-Aid. And yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Let's Watch Something.
About Kool-Aid.
I'm Anthony.
I'm a Jake.
This is the second week.
Second.
Of the second annual.
Second.
Let's Watch Something Star Wars Christmas special, where we are just watching Star Wars all December long. Much to Jack's chagrin.
Chagrin.
I tell you what, she did not grin at this point.
I mean, a little bit.
They do not grin.
I guess. I enjoyed a little bit of it.
Last week was episode 4, A New Hope.
And excruciatingly painful.
If you didn't listen to that one, I can tell you right now.
Don't.
That was my least favorite Star Wars movie that we've watched for the show.
Yeah, it made me want to just, like, eat a brick.
I forget how that one does not hold up on its own.
Yeah, like, if you just watch... If you are new to the Star Wars franchise, like, don't even bother with that one.
Yeah. Watch the prequels first. They're goofy. They're fun. They are entertaining in a way.
Don't watch anything with what's-his-face. Jar Jar.
Episode 1. Yeah, just go to episode 2.
You can skip Jar Jar.
Yeah, go to episode 2. There's a kid named Anakin. That's all you need to know from episode 1.
He's a whiny
one.
Little bitch.
Like his father before. Or no, like his son. Because the line is, I'm a Jedi like my father before me. But no, Luke Skywalker is a whiny bitch like his father before him. I think I made that joke last week.
You went where we're talking about Anakin.
Yeah, we're talking about Luke, who is a whiny bitch like his father before him, Anakin. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
This week on the docket, it was Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Dad.
Yeah.
He strikes back.
Yeah.
He do a hit. Yeah. No, he's dead now, so he can't hit me anymore.
you want to just like punch his ashes, just lay it down on the table and just go bam, bam.
I want to lay him out and pee on him. Like that, Dad!
Gross.
Yeah, he would.
How do you like it?
Thumbs up from the ground. Oh, God, no!
It forms a thumb.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck. Ooh. Why are we terrible people?
Because of our parents.
Exactly.
Episode 4, A New Hope.
No.
Felt like it was on a shoestring budget.
It was literally the worst thing. I don't know if I could, I mean, at least I didn't get up and go take a half hour dump like I did for Godzilla.
Yeah, that's really the fucking benchmark for how bad a movie is.
If I end up going getting up and taking like a half an hour dump in the during the movie.
You come back and I'm just like fucking
Yeah, it was pain. That movie was fucking This movie was almost as bad.
Episode 4, you really hated though.
I couldn't keep I was on my phone half the time. I could not focus. It would not let me. There was nothing keeping me from paying. Yeah. Like
Episode 5, A New Hope, or no, Empire Strikes Back.
I was things nervous. Happen. I was interested enough. Yeah. I was paying attention.
They had enough budget to go somewhere where it was snowy for outdoor scenes for Hoth. They had a big old puppet for the Wampa that goes rawr. And the Tauntauns.
Wait. The Yeti is called a what?
A Wampa. Because he goes, womp.
Okay, I guess. That's such a cute name for it.
Yeah.
Fucking terrifying Yeti just eating the things like raw.
Going womp.
Okay, I guess.
Luke, Leia, Han, they're all there. Luke is like surveying.
Chewie.
Chewie's there. There's like a meteor that crashes that Luke is checking on. And he gets attacked, and he doesn't come back to the Rebel base. The Rebel base this time is not just a fucking conference room. There's a big old fucking hangar full of ships. They got budget for this one. They got money.
Where did they get the money?
From the first movie, probably.
Not the budget. Not the movie budget. The Rebels.
Leia was a princess. She probably inherited a lot of money from the life insurance policy of her entire planet.
How could she have cashed it? Exactly.
She was a senator.
Was she?
Yeah.
They didn't lay any of that out.
In the first one, she mentions it.
I guess.
Han is basically like, Han. He's like, I'm going to bolt because I'm not having fun.
He's like, I need new puss.
Gross. And I thought, man, if only, like, if you could get drafted into a war and then just be like, hey, bye. I want to go home.
I need a real fucking bed and a nap. Like, hey, this is bullshit.
I don't like this. Can I go?
Hey, guys. I think I'm out past my bedtime. My mom has a curfew set.
Leia's just begging him to stay because he's a good warrior.
She's not really begging him. She's like, well, we need you. Good warrior.
And he's just projecting his feelings of like, you love me. You love me. You want this D.
You want my Beppis.
I don't know what it is about Beppis. I've just been all up on Beppis this week.
You just gotta have this Beppis.
It's a good name for junk.
Yeah. I call mine Jimmy China.
I thought you called yours Lady Di.
I do.
You can call it multiple things.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's Jimmy China, other times it's Lady Di.
Sometimes it's the pit.
I used to call my boobs the badgers. I'm not kidding.
Han Solo, he's like ready to leave when he hears that Luke is gone and hasn't returned.
Daddy instincts take
like,
over.
He's like, he's my friend. I gotta go save him.
He's my baby.
He's my best friend.
He's my friend.
It's all I've got.
It's all I've got.
So he rides out on a Tauntaun looking for Luke.
Looking for love.
Looking for Luke in all the wrong places.
Oh, no.
Luke chops the fucking Wampa's arm off.
Oh.
He uses the Force for the first time.
Pervert.
To whoop, grab the lightsaber and chorp the arm off. He crawls out and he's dying in the freezing snow as the sun sets. And
why didn't he just stay in the fucking cave?
That's what I want to know.
Like, if the thing was dead, stay in the cave. You're safer there. than anywhere else. You got shelter. You probably got some food if you chop up the womble blubs.
The womper?
The womperdoo.
Yeah.
You chop him up, you eat his meat, you know, you warm it up. You
suck his dick.
Yeah, you know, you got all the luxuries.
Yeah. But no, he wants to find his friends. And while he's dying in the fucking cold, the ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi comes and says,
"Bitch,
Luke, you must go to the Dagobah system.
Dagobah.
Slam in the back of my Dagobah.
Shut up.
Train with Yoda. The master, run, the Jedi run, master. Uchi.
Run and jump. I can be your backpack while you run. Swing from a hairy vine. I can be your backpack while you climb. Stand on one leg and lift. Rocks with your special gift." Yeah, I love that song.
You've seen that more than any Star Wars movie ever.
Yes, I have. I have that. Like,
you've probably spent more time watching that than you have watching Star Wars. All considering of them. This is the fifth one we've watched.
Yeah.
So over at least 11 hours altogether.
I put the 10-hour repeat on the video, the one that has the 10-hour loop.
Uh-huh.
I put it on and just fell asleep watching it.
And in your dreams was,
I can be a backpack. Run and yes! Jump. I can be a backpack.
Jump. Be a backpack. Launch and jump.
Why am I launching Joe?
Watching Joe?
Watching Joe?
I can be a backpack. Watch
him. Okay, let's move on.
Moving on. The rebel base gets attacked by Imperial AT-ATs.
Tat-tat.
And they're the Walkie Boys.
Yeah, big camels.
Yeah, and so Han is like, I was going to leave, but now we're under attack. God damn it.
He's just finding excuses to stay.
Yeah, they hop.
Because he loves Leia's puss-puss.
Puss-puss. Saying that. Like, that's, it's no Beppis. It's no Beppis.
I just think puss-puss is gross.
It is gross.
It's disgusting. Like,
sounds immature.
I know.
Beppis is dignified and respectable.
I just spat.
I know.
My titties.
Luke Han and
Luke Han?
C-3PO. No, it's Leia Han and C-3PO. And Chewie hop on the Millennium Falcon. I don't know why they say it that way. Falcon. The Millennium Falcon.
Vulcan.
Maybe. This did come out after Star Trek. While Luke hops in an X-Wing and grabs R2-D2 looking for the Dagobah system.
Dagobah.
Looking for Yoder.
Yoder. Yoga.
Yodel.
Yodel.
Anywho's it.
Wait.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Wait, hold on. I can make my burp sound bassy. And I can make my burp sound really high pitch. Watch. And then. We're children.
One of those was inverted.
I'm going to kill you now. Okay, I think we're good.
Okay.
I can't do anything.
You can't do that? You can't do the.
Ow!
Did you hurt your lip ring?
Yeah.
Did you pinch your labia?
Ew!
This part right here.
That's not a labia.
Yeah. This part right here is called the labia.
I don't agree with that.
It's just like how this part is called the frenulum.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm not.
Anywho's it's.
I don't know where this is going or why.
Neither do I.
How much did
Han Solo? How much?
How much are you making by being my friend?
Not enough.
Oh.
How much are you making by being my friend?
I get paid in candy when you normally can afford it.
Yeah, I'm broke today.
Yeah, I guess we shouldn't be your friend today then, huh?
Nah.
I guess you gave me enough to where it's like.
Yeah, I've shown up with just like food. Remember that pizza? The fucking barbecue and Fritos pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can I get a Wow. Like, I was thinking about it. I was like, do I have time?
For a
Do I have money?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have money, which is the worst part of that, to go pick one up before I head home.
Do I have money for the pizza? No, I don't. No, I don't.
Han Solo is flying the Falcon, being chased by Imperial starfighters. Dun, 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 dun. He leads them through the asteroid field. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. I don't know why I'm giving him Mortal Kombat music.
Give me good background music. And this whole time, the Millennium Falcon's warp drive is busted.
Are you okay?
Yeah, the guy in the recording booth had some gas that day. We'll just cut it before the fart.
Bro. Bro.
What is that? Is that your wampa?
Roar.
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 He's a very polite monster.
Pardon me. Roar.
Roar. Roar.
Why is it so...
Is that the call and response to Tim Allen's R? Roar.
Oh, God. I hate myself right now. I hate myself for laughing so hard at that. Like, I literally have tears in my eyes.
Just from your own goof? That's how you know this is a good podcast. We're laughing at our own shit.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. Oh, we're children.
Luke lands on Dagobah in a swamp.
Dagobah.
And he sees a little fucking gremlin.
Yeah, he is.
And this gremlin is like a senile old man digging through his fucking box, stealing his food.
Right?
Hitting him with a stick.
Oh, fucking asshole.
Fucking asshole. This is all happening while Han and Leia are fighting off like TIE fighters and shit inside of a cave. Stormtroopers, monsters.
Alleged cave.
It's alleged. Like that
it's a worm.
It's a big worm.
Big worm.
And they went into its tumble.
Oh, you don't get that.
No.
So have you ever seen the Friday movie?
No.
Huh.
Huh. Damn, you know what? We could watch that anytime because every episode comes out on Friday.
No. What?
What? Normally I try to time things. But I usually don't because we don't plan that far in advance. We're a few weeks ahead.
Uh-huh.
It's still November when we're recording this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meow.
Yup. Yup, yup.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Anyway.
Friday.
The movie.
What about it?
There's a character who's called Big Worm. I just think that's funny.
It makes me think of a running joke that the Super Beard Bros had. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things where like they were remembering a thing from a comedy bit, but they remembered it wrong, and then the incorrect thing became its own running joke.
That's funny.
Which was, their whole thing was just, I'm so damn big. So they'd be playing a video game, someone would get a power up, and they'd grow, and he'd go, I'm so damn big.
Oh, God.
And the original joke was someone in a comedy troupe was doing an impression of another performer in the group, put on his shirt and goes, I'm so big. And that just became, okay. I'm so damn big. It's funny in context.
Okay. No, no, no. No mouth sounds.
Okay. Luke is trying to find out Daddy. From this gremlin fucker where yeah. Yoda is.
Yoga?
And the green dude is just like giving him the runaround, like trying to get him. He's in the house. He's in the fucking swamp house. And he can't stand. Like he's bent over. He hits his head and shit. And he's like, I don't have time for this. I need to find this person and I need to save my friends or something. And Yoda just goes, he's not ready. And he's talking to the ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi. And this is what bugs me. Everybody does the impression of Yoda where he's doing the backwards talking, which he's done a couple of times in the prequel.
He goes back and forth to doing it.
Right. Like, but when he does it the most is when he's pretending to be a senile old man fucking with Luke.
He's a little asshole is what he is.
Yeah, he's like pissing Luke off and saying he's impatient. He's too impatient to train. Well,
I would be impatient too if I was having a little fucking gremlin trying to fuck with me.
Yeah. He's too old.
You're too old, you old bastard. You're over 800 years old. Suck my dick. Suck my fucking dick, you green little gremlin.
If I was one of your species, I wouldn't be able to talk yet. I would still be in fucking diapers.
Yeah, fuck you, old man.
Speaking of which, in The Mandalorian, did the baby Yoda have diapers or did it just shit?
Oh, God.
Did it like shit itself?
Oh, no.
Did it use a toilet? I don't remember seeing a toilet in that show.
Do you ever see toilets in anything?
Yeah.
It's really rare.
Yeah, they'll show toilets in movies.
Really rare. It's rare.
Not like...
Movies don't really discuss...
Bathroom shit.
Bathroom stuff unless they're using it for a joke, usually.
Right.
Like, yeah, people just don't go to the bathroom in movies. Unless it's a joke or there's a reference.
Yeah,
or,
and if there's usually a reason for a scene to take place in the bathroom.
Usually a big fucking shit scene.
Yeah.
Or they discover drugs.
Yeah, or SLC Punk when Bob punches the mirror.
Oh, the dramatic. I hate my face mirror.
Yeah,
I
sorry about face. Your window.
Oh.
When he's ODing on Percodin. Jeff Bridges in The Big Lebowski. I think your money's down there. Let me take another look.
Oh, God.
Huh. What's another, like, oh, God, there's, like, some fight scene where someone, like, smashes their head on a toilet, and it's fucking harsh.
Oof.
And it'll come to me. No.
Boondock Saints?
Or, maybe.
Yeah, like, they fucking chuck a fucking...
Chuck a fucking...
Sink or football, or football, what if...
You know what? Yeah, it is the sink, because I remember making that joke.
Something, they chuck something outside, out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho's it's. So Luke starts training with Yoda.
Yeah.
Take it away, Jack.
Run, run, run and jump. I can be a backpack while you run. Swing from a hairy vine. I can be a backpack while you climb. Stand on one hand and lift rocks with your special gift. Yeah, that's all I can remember right now.
Yeah. R2-D2 is on the fucking swamp planet too, and he's dirty as hell. making his upset R2 sounds.
Beep, beep, beep.
Woo! That's my favorite one. Was when he gives a solid ee.
Ee.
I can't
do. Beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep. You know what's funny is there's a movie called Fanboys, which is about Star Wars fans.
Oh yeah, it's on one of our streams.
I want to watch it for the podcast after we finish this trilogy because it's heavily intentioned on that. But they got permission to use the likeness of Star Wars stuff because it, like, the plot was all about Star Wars. And they're like, cool. We'll be respectful. We're not going to tarnish the brand. This would have been, like, right before Disney bought Star Wars, too. Mm. And so they're, like, making the movie, and then they start editing it, and they're like, man, you know what would be cool? If we could use, like, the R2 sounds here. And they start, like, pulling shit, and they get an email. It's like, hey, here's our sound effects catalog. So this movie has just R2-D2 sounds, droid sounds, and fucking laser blasters and lightsaber sounds. And it makes the movie just a little bit better by them having the authentic sounds. I really like that. And they lift a line from a movie without permission, but it's very subtle, which you will see probably after we do all these. Because it's a funny-ass movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's in one... I think it's on our Prime.
Sorry.
Why are you blowing your phone?
I got a hair.
You hussy.
Got a hair on my thing.
Ew. Bleh.
On my screen.
Oh, whew.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. It's also free on YouTube with ads.
With ads.
With ads.
With ads.
With
ads.
Han.
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 Han. Can I get a Han?
And Leia. Escape the fucking worm and the droids and all that shit.
Gross.
And they fly in to meet his friend, Lando Calrissian.
He's cool.
He is cool.
But
He's played by Billy Dee Williams.
He's cool too.
Billy Dee?
Yeah.
And Darth Vader has hired a bunch of bounty hunters to catch Han Solo. And, well, to catch everybody on the Millennium Falcon, actually.
Millennium Falcon.
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 And.
Fulcrum.
Fulcrum. Millennium Velcro.
Yeah. I like Velcro.
It's cool shit.
It's a great invention.
Yeah.
You know what inspired Velcro?
What?
Those little burrs that you got get stuck in your socks.
I hate those.
I hate those too.
They are the worst.
You ever have them stuck in your skin?
Yeah. And then you're like trying to dig them out and it hurts your fingers.
Everything hurts.
Everything you say to me.
Takes me one step closer to the edge and I'm about to break. I need a little room to breathe.
I'm just going to keep doing that.
I love Linkin Park.
I have no real strong opinions about them.
Okay, if you listen to, Hybrid Theory, the album, and you read the lyrics, and you understand what an emo kid like me was listening to them, you'd get drugs. Why. I wasn't doing drugs, actually.
Prove it.
Well, I can't prove it, but no, I guess, I was heavily medicated. Does that count?
Yeah, those are drugs. They're legal. Prescription drugs.
I was on a lot of medication. I was on an antipsychotic.
That's intense stuff.
I was on, that too. I was playing violin, but along my arms. That's womp, womp, womp. Really sad.
Yeah. Moving on.
I did love Linkin Park a lot. Poor Chester. May he rest in peace. One of my favorite lead singers, too.
Rest in peace, that guy.
Chester Bennington. Makes me really sad, actually, thinking about it.
You know what makes me not sad?
My cat!
Is the famous do or do not. There is no try.
Do, do, da, do, da, do, da. That's it.
That's how the line goes.
Why are you friends with me?
There are parallels between Luke's journey and Anakin's. Not whiny, good ones.
Whiny cuntiness.
Yeah, he's a whiny cunt.
All of them. They're all just fucking little bitches.
Yeah, he's a whiny bitch and his dad was a whiny bitch. His dad was like, my mom, I gotta go save her. Luke is like, my friends, I gotta go save them from the bad guy.
They bad boys.
And the idea was, if you leave now, your training is gonna be, you're gonna be a bad boy.
Oh, maybe he likes that.
Like his father before him. Daddy.
See, I can do it.
I can do it better.
Well, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, you're doing better, huh? Huh?
Anywho's it. So he's being told, hey, if you choose the easy path, it leads to the dark side. Because that's what your dad did. He went to save his mom, and instead of, just doing it, he killed a bunch of sand people again.
Oh.
But that's what they're called in the movie. It sounds fucking racist.
It does sound really racist.
He kills a bunch of people, the men and the women and children, too. And he saves his mommy. Well, he doesn't save his mommy. His mom dies. And he gets all in his fifis about it, because he could have saved her if the Jedi would let him leave sooner.
Eh, whatever.
And so Luke is faced with that dilemma of, do I go save my friends, or do I continue my training and become a badass Jedi ninja boy? I guess I'll save my friends.
No.
But the thing is that Lando Calrissian sold out them to Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Darth Vader's plan was, you're going to let Luke, you're going to let Leia and Chewbacca go. Han Solo is all yours. Then the plan became that Leia and Chewbacca are going to be held in, held by Lando in that city. And Han Solo was going to be given over to Jabba.
Jabba.
The plan, the deal was altered. And then they're like, hey, we're going to use this as a trap to trap Luke Skywalker in carbonite. And Lando's like, yo, we don't put living things in there. 'Cause that's stupid. He says, fine, we'll test it on Han Solo. And again, he alters the deal boy, it sure is easy to get the best kind of deal if you can just change it when you're fucking done, right?
Yeah, what a fucking prick.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I did a job for you. You're going to pay me $50 for it. Even though the original was for $20. I altered the deal. Pray I do not alter it any further.
You know... Oops. Whoa, that was not... Oh, anyway.
Careful.
Are you careful?
Shut up.
Anyway. I can't do that. But I can't say words with that.
Me neither.
How the fuck do people say words with, like, doing that?
I don't know.
I can't do anything. Oh, that made me lightheaded.
Careful.
No! I'll do what I want. Anyway.
See?
I was gonna say something.
Then there was also the part where... There's also the part where when they're sitting down, he's like, hey, look, I don't care what the deal is. You can have him. I want them to be free. I ask for nothing. And Darth Vader says, and you shall receive it in abundance. Not really. That's just...
None of that happened.
That's a line that's from Rocky Horror.
That's a Frankenfurter line.
I just wanted to call back to that because I was like, damn.
That's a good villain line.
It is. I don't know why I was thinking about it. Huh? I was just thinking about it while we were watching the movie for some reason.
It's a good villain line.
Yeah, it is. Hell yeah, it is.
Real good villain line.
So Luke Skywalker shoops on over.
Shoop, shoop-a-doop, shoop-a-doop.
And is told by Leia it's a trap.
It's a trap!
Han Solo gets frozen in the fucking, in the goop shit.
In the goop.
Leia kisses him and says, I love you. And he says, I know.
Gay.
Which is fucking shitty. But then also, you remember that he was talking shit about how she had feelings about him.
Yeah, he was picking on her the whole time.
Picking on her. Yeah. And then it's like, I love you. I know. It's not a very romantic line. It's kind of douchey.
Very douchey.
Incredibly douche.
Incredible.
Incredible douche.
Gross. And then you make a little queef sound afterwards. Okay, I hear you. Ew. You know, queefs don't even sound like that.
No, they're different from farts.
They just little air pockets, little snaps usually. Like, yeah. It's not that hard. It's like, I mean, anytime you get like a little bit of air pocket flow. Like, if you got a belly, you can get a little air pockets under your belly flaps. And it'll pop and make a fart queefy sound. Like, or if you got some titties, I'm sure you've made your titties fart. What? What?
Okay, we're going to pause for a second while I pull this up.
Are you going to look up titty farts?
No.
Oh, no. What are we looking at? Are you looking up fart noises?
No.
What are you looking up? Tell me.
It's a classic old message that a woman received from a dude online, which is, show me how those tits fart.
Whoa.
Timestamped January 30th, 2016. And she responded, hi, I know it's been 2 years, but this message keeps me up at night. What does it mean? There's a follow-up!
Shut the fuck up, are you serious?
Because I think you're cute, and I figured it might be a good way to get your attention. At this rate, we'll be married in the year 2100. Maybe that'll be enough time for me to learn how to make my tits fart. Show me how those tits fart. That's a good one. That's a good classic internet joke.
That is...
From 2016. Jesus Christ, that's not very classic internet.
It's classic internet.
God, time moves fast. We're old.
With the way internet memes and jokes, like, come and go.
Yeah. Who, like, I haven't seen a single No Bones Day in, like, a week.
Oh, I've seen some.
I'm sure that it's still happening. I just haven't seen them.
People are obsessed for, like a week.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
For, like, a solid 2 weeks. there were fucking phone calls about it. They're like, people were talking about if it were a bones day. I weighed in on if it were an eggs day.
Yeah, that wasn't very clever. And plus, no one wants to watch you eat.
No. No one wants to listen to my podcast either.
Hey!
But I still do it.
We have listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. And I appreciate them.
We love you.
Yeah, you are loved.
Do you want to see our boobs?
Jack will show you their boobs.
I don't.
I'll show you my boobs too.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'd rather you see Anthony's boobs. Because, oh no.
That's my belly.
That is, you're wearing your shorts very high.
Ow! That hurt. Okay. Luke confronts Darth Vader.
You're wearing your shorts like old men wear their shorts.
Yeah, because I'm an old man.
You are. Oh, but I'm old.
If you remember the lightsaber fight between Darth Vader and Obi-Wan in the first movie.
I don't.
It was slow and awkward because it was an old man with a prop stick. Just kind of.
That's how I would fight if I had a lightsaber. I'd be like, this is heavy.
It's heavy. Can I go home?
I'm not like a fighter. Like, I don't believe in that kind of stuff.
Like, if you want someone to make cookies, like, I won't make cookies, but I'll help
like,
you eat them.
Make cookies. I can order some. Like, we can have delivery. I got Uber Uber Eats on my phone.
Yeah. You want to pay? You want to pay for half? Because
like, we'll go splissies.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, you're still fighting me.
Oh, we're pew, still. Pew, 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 this pew, isn't pew, fair. I'm pew, a lover, pew, not a fighter. Pew, pew. I don't fight.
But no. The fight between Luke and Darth Vader, it's better.
It's whatever.
It's better. The bar was low.
I love bars.
Cliff bars? Or Heath bars?
Candy bars.
Candy bars? Also, we didn't go like bars as in a place to purchase alcohol.
I was going to go there too, actually.
Okay. Because
I actually did like to go clubbing and go to bars and drink till I can't remember where I'm at or who I've met or where this hat came from.
You're not wearing it.
Not anymore. No, I actually stole a hat from a carny while I was out drinking at a gay bar before.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's like the most pleasant interaction with a carny.
You know, he was nice.
Yeah, because like, he wasn't trying to grift money from you.
Oh no, he was definitely trying to do something to me.
Trying to grift puss.
Puss puss.
Puss puss.
Yuck.
Puss puss.
Yeah, but I mean, I told him if I can guess how many teeth he had in his head, then like he had to buy me a drink. And I
And how did that go?
I guessed 7 and he laughed and walked away.
That does get the point across.
I was not interested.
That, like I said, that gets the point across that you were not interested.
Like, I was, he was like, you know, and well, I took his hat.
And then he turned around and you're like, oh God, no.
Well, no, like he was flirting with me already or trying to. And I go, where did this come from? And I yoink it off his head and I put it on. And it said something railway. I don't know. And I couldn't really understand him. He was really drunk and spoke in like kind of a fast southern accent. And plus he was missing quite a bit of teeth.
Like Boomhauer?
Not that bad. But yeah, kind of. Like, imagine if Boomhauer was drunk, slurred, had a little bit of a lisp because of the missing teeth. And like, just, you couldn't really catch what he was saying for the most part. But I was like, hey, I'll let you buy me a drink if I can guess how many teeth you got. And he goes, ah. Like he's like, okay, sure. I assumed that was, I'm like, 7. And he laughs, slams his hand on the fucking bar and like turns around and walks away, like shaking his head. Sorry.
No, that's a welcome diversion. Diversion?
Something.
Diversion.
Funny ass stories. I've lived a life.
Yeah, I have not. I have stories, but they aren't very good ones.
And they're not really yours.
I have.
Usually.
Yeah, you're right.
You have a lot of, this person told this story, So you have biblical stories.
I am the Bible.
No, because usually the stories from the Bible are not really like firsthand accounts.
They're also not true stories. It's all made up. That's
true, obviously. I know that much. But they're not firsthand accounts. They're not, this happened to me. This happened, it was more like, this happened to a friend that that heard this from another cousin's.
And then it got translated to a different language.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible do.
Anyway, back to the thing.
Lando Calrissian is like, I'm going to bust out the two people that are still here, Leia and Chewie, with Chewie's also carrying around a dismantled C-3PO.
Oh, on his
he got torn apart by midgets in a costume.
Ah! What's not funny?
What is funny is like Luke was trying to pick up R2-D2 and you're like, he can't be that heavy, can he? I said, sure he is. There's a whole midget in there.
Oh God! I don't like that idea.
Anytime there's a droid and its head is moving, there's a midget in there.
Oh God, ooh, yuck.
If you're ever watching a Christmas movie and there's elves, there's midgets in there.
No.
Or children.
No.
Both are bad. No.
Those are just as bad. I guess I just don't like small humans.
No. Well.
Like, I do, actually. I like some kids. Not most of them. Like, I don't, like, dislike them. Like, I don't, like, actively hate them. Like, I mean, some, yeah, I'll admit. Some of them are little fucking pricks.
Yeah. My niece smiled at me for the first time.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. She's adorable.
You saw
how? She was always scared of me. And then, like, I started doing the, like, peek around the corner, go, rawr. And she thought it was cute. She would smile at me. And then she peeked around the corner. And I wouldn't, like, she wouldn't make a noise. And my mom just, like, beside her silently goes, go, ah. And so I turned and I see her peeking around the door and I went, ah, and she squealed laughing and she had the cutest fucking laugh.
How old is she?
She just turned 2.
Damn, it took her that long to start to like you? Shit. Yeah,
I've only seen her like 3 times.
Oh.
Do you like me? It's been like 3 years.
No, it hasn't been 3 years yet.
It'll have been 2 years in January.
That is a good question though. Do I like you?
No. No.
You're okay.
Yeah.
I like getting food from you. Like this thing. What are we doing here? Yeah,
I'm broke, so that's not happening.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But you saw how my nephew and I were interacting earlier.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
That is cute.
He's my little homie.
Your homie?
Yeah, I call my nephews. All of them are my little homies. I've got Dominic, who's 20. Shut up, listen, this is great.
Okay, listen.
Like, I will still fucking, I don't give a shit. If I practically raised you, practically, then you're gonna always be my little buddy. He's like over 6 feet tall, you know? He's 20 years old, and I'm just like, hey, Dommy dude. And he's like, hey, Aunt Jackie.
He still calls you Jackie.
Yes. They're my babies. Like, I love them. They can call me, like, Aunt Jack. Well, when he was little, like, he had a bit of a speech impediment, and he couldn't really say my name very well. So he used to call me Aunt Ducky.
That's fucking cute. So, Jack, I think I know what our next big thing is going to be.
Ew.
I'm looking through Facebook. Don't judge me. And I, like many people, back in the 2010s, bitched about Twilight without ever actually seeing it.
I saw the first one. I'm going to go ahead and say, oops.
So I think after the holidays, we got to watch Twilight. Twilights? Yeah. Not like all in a row.
Let's do a Twilight a month.
Yeah. How we did the Marvel movies. Which were our worst performing episodes.
Oh,
I will
sucks.
Always point that out. That's why I stopped. Like, there are Marvel movies, like Thor never broke 10.
Oof.
Yeah.
Why?
Just nobody wanted to listen to him, I guess.
Well, like, I'd understand if they actually listened and then, like, said, no, this wasn't very entertaining.
Yeah.
But, like...
Like, the shit that's bad, Cats, that did well. But like the outliers are fucking Cabin in the Woods still is our highest episode.
That's cool though.
It is cool. That movie deserves that. That yeah. episode deserves that. That was a good episode. This was an okay episode. I like these Star Wars episodes.
I don't like Star Wars.
Darth Vader fucking spoils the Star Wars movies by telling Luke that he's his father. What a fucking asshole.
I'm your daddy.
I'm your dad. Hey, hey, fuck you. I'm your dad.
Hey, kiss your dad.
That's me. Hey, Luke, kiss your dad.
That's me. I'm your dad.
Your dad.
Kiss me.
You told my dad. Obi-Wan said you killed my dad. Yeah. I am your dad. Kiss me. Kiss your dad, Luke.
God damn it. Uh-oh.
Come here. I also complained a lot last week about how the performance of Darth Vader shit was shitty. It was refined with this one. It's more menacing. It's better in this one.
Yeah, but like you see half of like the back. What is that?
Ignore it.
You trying to fart?
My phone fell.
Oh.
And it hit every branch on the way down.
No, so, you see, like, half of the back of his head, and it looks like a boil or a cyst. I just wanted to, like, squeeze it, like you
You saw what happened to Anakin, right? You don't bounce back from that shit.
Skin grafts.
From where?
Other people. He's a fucking evil Jedi.
Which is called a Sith.
That's it. I don't remember.
You know, I don't think they say the word Sith in the original trilogy.
Oh, I get it now. Because he looks like a cyst, but like he's a Sith.
Where's everybody bitching about them pushing the gay agenda, making cis people the villains? Sith? Is that a stretch?
It's a stretch.
All right. Speaking of stretch, Jack Attack.
What?
How many Jack Snacks do you give? Star Wars, Episode 5. The Empire Strikes Back. What's your initial gut reaction? How many Jack Snacks do you give it?
Like three.
Three? Really? That's a lot for you.
I know, right?
I'm going four.
I'll go 2.5.
Yeah.
Because it kept me...
You complained a lot during the movie.
Yes, I did.
But you do that during good movies.
Not really.
You do that during all movies.
Yes.
which includes good ones.
Yes. I don't complain a lot. Okay, if you watch me during a movie that I've never seen before, but is an actual good movie, I'm usually pretty quiet until they do something that makes me fucked up.
Like Star Wars, where it's like it does something like be boring.
Yes.
Which the first episode 4 is boring as fuck.
That was the worst.
The worst episode of Star Wars.
I wish I was a contortionist so I'd piss in my own face so I'd have an excuse not to see it.
You could also have just like
peed
your pants anyway.
I don't have pants.
I'm gonna agree with
you. I don't wear pants.
That this is better than episode 4, but I'm gonna give it like a four. Because I really think that this one is good. It holds up well on its own. You know, it leaves enough mystery for the next one without being like, oh, there's a cliffhanger.
Cliffhangers.
No dingleberries hanging on.
Ew.
Wash
your ass.
It's better. The performances are better. The set pieces are better. The cinematography, the writing, everything is just better this time. It doesn't feel like a bunch of nerds put together a movie. With a shoestring budget. There was class, you know?
I guess.
It's a good movie. It's better than episode 4.
Much.
I still think that episode 2, Attack of the Clones, is my favorite.
I can't... I have no idea what my... I don't have a favorite Star Wars movie. I've seen the Rogue one.
The one Rogue one?
Yeah.
One Rogue?
Whatever.
Rogue whatever.
I didn't watch it in its entirety. Like, I was really...
That's a really good one, actually.
I was really high.
Like I said, we might eventually do that because I do like Rogue One. I want to see Solo. We just need a third to round out our typical December trilogy of Star Wars movies. But also, I look forward to next year doing episodes 7, 8, and 9 because I didn't even watch 9.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Rise of Skywalker.
Gross. Does that mean his penis?
You were on the phone with a dude who was complaining about it. Yeah, you had an order, an online order, and you were talking to him.
Oh, yes! It was...
And he was, like, complaining about it.
Do you remember, were you there?
I was here, but you were, like...
Outside?
Outside on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that was when I had an issue with a... It was an issue with a torrid order. Fucking torrid. Let's not get into that.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck happened.
With torrid?
Yeah.
Do you know?
No, like, I know something happened.
Where did you hear it?
TikTok. People are like, so everyone knows what happened with torrid. It's like,
I'll explain what to the you. Fuck? I'll explain after you, yeah. After this.
Sure.
Because it's not that, it doesn't take that long.
So, Jack Attack, next week, we're going to round off our second trilogy of Star Wars movies.
With?
In our second annual Let's Watch Something Star Wars Christmas special.
Uh-huh.
With episode 6.
What's that one?
The Return of the Jedi.
I feel like this one I might have actually caught some of, like, when it used to play, like, on TV.
This one's got, like, Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, I've probably seen a little bit. I've never, like...
Watched them.
Watched...
Kind of like how I say I've never watched Lord of the Rings, even though I was there.
Well, no, like, we weren't active, like, I wasn't actively sitting there watching the movie. Like, it was playing on TV.
Oh, okay. See, I just fell asleep in the movie theater.
And I, like, my mom or someone else was watching it, and I was doing other shit. Like, I'd catch little things here and there, but definitely wasn't actually actively watching it. And, by the way, same for me.
Fell asleep.
Through all of the Lord of the Rings, all of them. Could not fucking stay awake. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
When I...
Fucking New Zealand, it's a gorgeous place.
It's pretty. One thing I remember is just horses that were terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Terrifying horses. That's it for me. That was terrifying. Nope, none of that. No, thank you. And then another couple of parts where it seemed that Frodo and Sam were going to kiss, which were probably a lot more than I remember.
Yeah, there's a lot of moments like that, I bet.
It felt like they were going to kiss several moments.
We'll do Lord of the Rings at some point.
Can we do like a pre, like a what we remember from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
As like bonus content.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And like,
we'll do that.
Just talk our shit through it and then rewatch them.
Yeah.
And then like, all of this is going to be cut, I assume.
Not a whole lot. Really? So, Jack Attack.
Yes.
May the Force be with you.
And also with you?